welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Ezekiel. So go grab your Bible and get close to your radio as we take a deeper look in the book.
Amen. 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 So Ezekiel received this call, but then Ezekiel received the word. He received the word. Then Ezekiel received God's assurance. He received God's assurance. Look how God assured Ezekiel. He says, For is another one of those conjunction-like words. He said, for you are being sent to a people of unintelligent. You're not being sent to a people of unintelligent speak or difficult language, but to the house of Israel. He says, I'm not sending you, amen. I'm not sending you to an unfamiliar people. I'm sending you to your own people. Yeah. Yeah. I ain't sending you to some foreigners and you got to learn their language. You got to go there and speak in tongues. No, y'all just need to speak the same language. Yeah. Nor to many people of unintelligent speech, a difficult language whose words you cannot understand, but I have sent you to them who should listen to you. Yet, they should listen to you, yet the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you, since they are not willing to listen to me. Now notice. Oh, we let marriage counseling 101. Amen. Amen. Single counseling 101 right here. Listen. Find somebody singles that's listening to God. Find a committed Christian. Don't find somebody just because they say, hey, baby, you sure look good. Where you been all my life? No. See, if a man or a woman not listening to God, they ain't no listening to you. Same thing in a marriage. You want somebody that's listening to God. I don't care what kind of job he got. You want to find somebody that's listening to God. Watch it, singles. Watch getting these cute minions. You watch it. Watch these cute minions. They got the... You got to spend a lot of money on these cute men. They want you to spend, you know, $60, $80 on some cologne. Be careful when they can get some $5 Aquavel. Be careful. Be careful. Because see, when the light bill time come and you're $60 short, and they say, what happened to that? Then we have an extra $60. Well, I had to get some, you know, cologne. How much you spend on cologne? $55. That was your light bill money. See, be careful. Be careful. See, when God created Adam, what did he create? What was the purpose for God creating Adam? He created him a working machine. He created somebody to take care of the animals, take care of the crops, the vegetables. Be careful going and getting a man that don't want to get his hands dirty. Where you going? I got to go get my nails. I got to get a manicure. Hello, somebody. Oh, it's happening today. I ain't here just talking. The lady go there and get her nails done, then come back home. And they said, where you been? They said, I went down to Nate to get my nails done. I said, did you make me an appointment? Because I want to go next week. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Oh, I'm sorry. We down here in Texas. So that's how it is over in Hollywood and New Jersey and New York. Amen. It's coming to Texas, y'all. It's coming to Texas. Pastor ain't just be talking just to be talking now. Amen. Amen. No, but laying all jokes aside, all I'm saying, be careful. See, both of y'all can't be doing the same thing. Y'all got to be different. See, somebody got to specialize in doing the work in the house, and somebody got to specialize doing the work outside the house. A lot of time I talk to couples today, and I say, now, who going to do the cooking? They say, both of us. And I be wanting to tell them, y'all get on out of here and go work this thing out and put names on assignment, because that's not how it is on your job. They won't let you get away with that. If when they hire you, they hire you for a particular task. It ain't, okay, who gonna take care of the account receivable? All us gonna take care of account receivable. No, they got certain people gonna do account receivable, got certain people gonna do account payable, they got certain people gonna do shipping, they got certain people gonna do receiving. You gotta get in an area and specialize in it. That don't mean you can't help out every now and then, but we need to know who's the responsible party. So when things ain't done, we need to be able to say, now, whose job was that supposed to be? It ain't everybody going to be taking out the trash. No, somebody needs to take out the trash. Whose job is taking the trash out? Yeah, because what happened, you'll just be sitting around looking at each other. I took it out the other day. I said, you ought to take it out. And then you got folks, they don't want to tell what's on their mind. They just come home looking, man, the trash still out there. They ain't taking it out. Folks be wondering, what's wrong with you? And you get the rice, and you start trying to eat rice, and then you can't tell the rice from the salt. Put all that salt in the rice. Hello, somebody. Amen. Got confused making Kool-Aid with salt. Forgot. I mean, just pouring white stuff in there, thinking it's sugar and it's salt. Amen. No, the mind is messed up. You know, when you upset, you ain't thinking right. You put different in these containers. They got these different containers. You know, you got your flour in this canister. You got your sugar in this canister, your salt. And, you know, you got all the different things. And you ain't thinking. You just reached and grabbed the wrong stuff and just start dumping it in the coop, trying to make the Kool-Aid, but you're making it with baking powder and stuff. And you ain't thinking. Hello, somebody. Amen. 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 Now, let's get back to the lesson, because God's telling Ezekiel, I'm sending you to some hard folks. Look what he says here. Verse number 7, yet the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you since they are not willing to listen to me. Surely the whole house of Israel is stubborn and obnoxious. Now, think about this. Think about this. Could this be the problem with most of our marriages today? Whenever a marriage done went bad, somebody ain't listening to God. That's what done happened. Somebody done broke off communication with God. And we are a reflection of our relationship with God. Yeah. So if I'm not speaking to you, chances are I'm not talking to God. Amen. That's why you have to pray for folks. Amen. Amen. You have to, because you can't change them. Let me ask a question. Who made Adam? Who made Eve? Who made you? So who you trying to make? See, our problem is we done trust in God to make people, and I'm going to make him. And he going to show you, I'm going to make her. And you can't make each other. You see what's happening? A man ain't going to let you make him. And a woman ain't going to let you make her. I told you this was marriage 101 tonight. But just that's all I'm saying. Go back to the basics. If there's no other book in the Bible, you need to learn the book of Genesis. Because that's how God started and that's how God wanted. Our problem is we're watching too much television today. Amen. You know, we want to watch, I can't think of the name of this show where they got these gay couples on there. You know, that's what we want, you know, 3.5 men's or 4 men's without a dog or something. I don't know what they call them today, you know. They got some strange stuff out there today. Amen. You see people, they picking up the dog, kissing the dog, going to bed with the dog, and Lord have mercy. Verse 8, look what God says, because he's going to give him some assurance. Behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces, and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. Like emerald harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them or be dismayed before them, though they are a rebellious house. Let me tell you something. Regardless what you're going through, God can make you to go through it. He can fix you where you can handle it. So don't keep rebelling against God and say, you know, when you see rebellious people, God can make you tough enough where you can handle their rebellion. God says, Ezekiel, I'm sending you to some hard-headed people, but your head going to be just as hard as they head. Because hard-headed people, if you ain't careful, they'll make you think that you were wrong. You going to church, you reading your Bible, you doing everything right, but the way they are going to come so hard at you, the next thing you know, you crying, and then you get on the telephone, and you calling one of your friends, and you say, what you think? You think I'm being too hard? Huh? What you think? You think I need to kind of ease up on going to church? You think I go to church too much? He said, I go to church too much. What you think? I just be going on Sunday and Wednesday night Bible study. That's all I do. What you think? He'd say, I'm trying to be a preacher or something. What you think? You see what I'm saying? People out in the world are changing your mind. You doing what God told you to do. But they think you doing too much. And soon as you bag up and say, okay, well, I'm not going to go to Wednesday night Bible study. Guess what? You still going to church too much. Now, you just going one day a week now, but that's still too much. So you bag up and start going every other week. But that's still too much. You see, what the devil ain't no stop. What do old folks say? What's that song? Don't let the devil ride. For if you let the devil ride, he gonna want to drive. So don't let him ride. If you give him one step, he gonna take two. All right, let's go on a little bit further. Let's go on a little bit further here. Ooh, we got to hurry up, y'all, and go on a little bit further. Amen. Amen. Verse number 10. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, take into your heart all my words which I shall speak to you, and listen closely, and go to the exiles, son of your people, and speak to them and tell them whether they listen or not. Thus said the Lord. How many of you know the results are with God? You don't worry about the results. See, we worry about the results. They ain't no listen to me. He didn't ask you that. He just told you to do it. Yeah. Well, ain't nobody coming. You just preach, just like Noah. He preached. Nobody got on the boat. The results ain't in your hand. You just preach. You just do what he told you to do. Quit worrying about what folks supposed to do. Amen. You can't be worried about what folks supposed to do. Verse 12. Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard a great rumbling sound behind me. Blessed be the glory of the Lord in his place. And I heard the sounds of the wings of the living beings touching one another, and the sounds of the wheels beside them, even a great rumbling. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away. Listen how the Spirit is transporting this man. I went embittered in rage of my spirit, and the hand of the Lord was strong on me. Ezekiel said, I ain't like it. Isn't that something? He said, I didn't really want to go. I'm always anxious, always concerned about the preacher who's anxious to run out there. Most preachers, the average preacher in the Bible, God just about had to drag him out there because he really didn't want to go. He really didn't. He really didn't want to go. Yeah. I often tell young folks, matter of fact, I told a man a couple of months ago right here at church. He said, Pastor, how do you know God done call you to preach? I say, easy. I said, if you can go do something else and you are happy, it brings you joy, then God hadn't called you to preach. But if God done call you to preach, then God ain't gonna let you alone. I don't care what else you try to go do, you ain't gonna be happy in doing that. Until you do what God tells you to. Most time when God tells you to do something, you ain't ready to do it. You really don't want to do it because you know what you up against. Them people ain't no listening to me. I don't want to be worrying with them hard-headed people. Amen. Amen. I ran out here to Texas, the biggest state in this part of the Union. Hello, somebody. And heard that same little voice. I said, well, I'm going to get me a job first. And God closed the doors. You're going to have to do what God tell you to do. You don't control your life. You ain't running nothing. And let me tell you something. Until God done showed you that he God, you ain't ready to preach. Yeah, God has got to show you who the boss is. Amen. Because what God is going to do, he's going to fix it that you'll never forget that experience. Like Jonah never forget that well of a ride that he had. He never forget that brother came out and he preached 3 days, went across that whole city. Amen. Didn't take him long to do what God had told him to do. Amen. 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 A little bit further. Look at the scripture. Verse number 15. Then I came to the exile which lived beside the river Kibar at Tibet, and I sat there 7 days where they was living, causing contention among them. He said, I sat there, and I just sat, and I didn't say nothing. I just sat there among them. Now, it came about at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have, here it is, appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Wherever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. So God gave him assurance, but God has given him his assignment. Assignment. That's the fourth thing. God has given him now his assignment. What is going to be his assignment? He said, I'm appointing you as a watchman to the house of Israel. Whatever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. Now, let me say something else. One of the ways you know God is dealing with you, notice here, Ezekiel was quiet for 7 days. Didn't say a word. Christianity 101. When God calls you, the first thing you got to learn how to do is shut up. You got to learn how to keep your mouth quiet. Yeah. Because you can only say what he told you to say. And most of the time when God calls you, you got to do some setting. You got to set where the people set. And understand their experience. Sometimes on Saturday nights, you know what I do? I come down here to the church or before I leave, and I sit here. And I just listen. Then I go back there and sit back there. I'm getting different perspective. I sat all over this church, and I said, what do that man at the back want to hear? What do he need to hear? What do this person up here at the front need to hear? See, there's a reason a person sitting at the back. Yeah. Sometimes you'll see a person sitting that used to sit here, then they leave church, and then they come back and sit at the back. So I sat where people sat in order to understand what they're going through. Hello, somebody. If you try to make a person who's sitting at the back come up here and sit at the front, they'll leave the church because they ain't ready to sit up here yet. There's a reason. See, they may got some bad habits and stuff, and, you know, I know I ain't living right, so I'm going to just come in. As soon as they come in, you know, they get right on and sit down, you know. Hello, somebody. They just glad that they done made it. They done made it to church. I'm just glad to be here. Yeah. But, you know, once they done got cleaned up and got some better clothes and stuff, you'll start seeing them make a little progress. They'll come on up. Amen. And sometimes I be watching them on Sunday, like the usher can be saying, okay.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.